Hi, listeners. Today we have a special treat. We'd like to introduce you to our friends at Moms and Mysteries podcast. Moms and Mysteries is a true crime podcast hosted by friends Melissa and Mandy.
In fact, in just 5 years, they have over 30 million downloads and counting.
Formerly known as Moms and Murder, they highlight a real crime every Tuesday.
And what I love about them is that they balance their delivery of facts and levity, making you feel like you're sitting in the same room having a conversation with them.
Did you know that the popular horror movie Scream? It was actually inspired by the real-life crimes of the Gainesville Ripper. I would think as a horror movie buff, I would have known that, but this was even a surprise to me. Moms and Mysteries talked about this creepy connection in their recent episode, Based on True Events, along with a few other scary movies that have a basis in reality.
And Megan, I know that you love scary movies, so this is definitely the episode for you. Now is a great time to start adding new podcasts to your rotation with over 260 episodes to binge. Adding Moms and Mysteries to the list is a no-brainer. Whether you're looking for something a little more true crime light or something more serious, Moms and Mysteries is sure to have something that catches your interest. Subscribing to Moms and Mysteries is as easy as searching their name on whatever app you're listening to this podcast on right now.
That's Moms and Mysteries anywhere you listen to podcasts. And now, let's hear a clip from a recent episode of Moms and Mysteries.
So it was January 13th, 1915, when Adolf Hermann Joseph Kors III was born in Golden, Colorado. And if you caught that last name, you probably guessed that Adolf was born into the famous Kors Brewing Company family. Adolf was the oldest of three boys that his parents, Adolf Kors Jr. and Alice, had together. His father, who was the OG Adolf Kors, started the brewing company in 1873, and he ran it until his son Adolf Jr. took over. Then, when Adolf III was old enough, he ended up becoming the president of the whole company. And yes, there are three Adolfs, but from now on, when we say Adolf, we're going to be referring to Adolf III, unless we specify otherwise. And Adolf III, Adolf, was described as being a cheerful and a good person. He obtained a degree in chemical engineering from Cornell, but he was also an avid skier and ended up being instrumental in developing modern skiing in Colorado. He used his resources and his love for skiing to establish many quality ski resorts in the state, and he actively promoted Colorado as Ski Country USA.
I thought this bit of information about him was like some of the most fascinating information, as like, you know, my family enjoys skiing and snowboarding and things like that. I've went skiing in Colorado when I was really, really young. I would love to go back and like take my family there to go skiing sometime. But I had no idea that a member of the Kors family legacy is really who was responsible for like creating that industry in Colorado. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, I would have never put it together, especially Kors being who was behind it. But wait, isn't Kors beer, don't they have like a mountain on their drinks?
I think, I really don't know. I'm not sure.
Like a rock?
Don't ask
nope,
me that.
That's Ford. Okay, never mind. Let's keep going. Okay. So in 1946, Adolf had a hand in founding the Aspen Ski Corporation, and he served on the board of directors. He was there for the opening of Sun Valley, and he became one of the first members of Arlberg Ski Club at Winter Park in 1938. Adolf also helped bring ski racing to Colorado by bringing the World Alpine Ski Championships to Aspen in 1950, which was the first time this event was ever held in the U.S. Adolf and his wife Mary had four kids together, and he imparted his passion for skiing onto all of his family and friends. Though he would eventually go on to take over the brewing company, Adolf never hesitated to take time away from the business to pursue time on the slopes and family vacations. In July of 1958, the Kors family moved to a country home in Morrison, Colorado, situated near Turkey Creek. It was in 1940 when he took over the entire Kors Brewing Company and became a well-known millionaire.
But like we alluded to in the beginning, Adolf's fame and fortune would come at a cost. On February 9th, 1960, Adolf said goodbye to his wife Mary and left home at 7:55 a.m. to head into work, where he was expected to arrive in time for 9 a.m. meetings. Instead, at 10 a.m., the local milkman found Adolf's Travelall station wagon abandoned on the small one-way bridge that was near the intersection of Turkey Creek Road and Soda Lake Road, which was about a mile or so away from his home. The Turkey Creek Bridge wasn't part of a main highway or a main road. It was actually on a secondary road that was kind of out of the way, so it was something that was mostly just used by locals that were living in the area. When the milkman approached the bridge to get across the river, he noticed that the station wagon was parked on the bridge and blocking the only way across, but there was nobody inside the vehicle. The car was still running and the radio was on. When the milkman tried honking his horn to get the attention of the driver of the vehicle, he realized that nobody was inside, and so he proceeded to get in the station wagon and move it off the bridge so that he could get back in his milk truck and cross the bridge himself so he could go on about his deliveries. When the milkman was on his trip back an hour later, he saw that the station wagon was still sitting in the spot that he had moved it to earlier, which really struck him as being very suspicious. So he drove straight into Morrison and reported the incident to the State Highway Patrol. When the police arrived at the bridge, they saw that the registration card on the steering wheel post listed the name of the owner as A. Coors. The officer also noticed two different hats floating in the water of Turkey Creek about 3 to 4 feet from the edge of the bridge. One of these hats was a baseball cap and the other was a brown felt fedora.
Hi friends, Melissa here from Moms and Mysteries. Thank you so much for taking the time to check out our show. If you enjoyed what you heard, we'd love it if you check out our show, Moms and Mysteries, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. You can also hear the rest of the story of Adolf Coors III over there right now. The episode is from April 30th, and it's titled The Kidnapping and Murder of Adolf Coors III. Happy listening.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
I love a good mystery, and so does everyone else. In fact, everyone loves a good family mystery. Especially one with as many twists and turns as June's Journey.
I know that our listeners will absolutely love this game because you are uncovering the mystery of June's sister's murder and you're becoming a detective. You're looking for clues and each scene will lead you to a new thrilling storyline.
This is a great way to engage your observation skills to uncover key pieces of information that lead you on to many chapters of mystery, danger, and romance. Right now, I'm in the process of interviewing family members, and this is bringing me back, just so you know, to my days in law enforcement, and I'm having such a blast with it because it is so much more lighthearted, but it also has the mystery of where will this take me?
You can even chat and play with or against other players by joining a detective club. You'll even get the chance to play in a detective league to put your skills to the test. Megan, I think we should join a detective club together. We've got this.
Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
June needs your help, detective. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.